When it comes to the truths we love to teach, this one is a fan favorite. We all love to teach this one. And it's an important one as well. This living forever on a paradise earth, the hope of that is what gets us through the hard times. It enables us to endure persecutions. It's what allows us to make the sacrifices we have to make in order to serve Jehovah. Thus, it's important not only to know it ourselves, but to be able to effectively teach it to others. So how can we teach it to others in a way that reaches hearts? Let's look at our source material here. Let's turn to Psalm 37:29. When we're on this subject, this is almost always our go-to scripture on this. Psalm 37:29. The righteous will possess the earth, and they will live forever on it. And while we've got our Bibles open, let's also flip over to Matthew 5:5. This is Jesus talking on the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew 5:5. Happy are the mild-tempered, since they will inherit the earth. Is this a truth we love to teach? We cannot say emphatically enough, yes, we love this truth. However, is this a truth people love to hear? Let's think about that for a moment. If you grew up believing you were going to heaven, and now someone's talking to you and saying, no, you're going to be on earth, that sounds like a pretty significant downgrade. So how can we present this in a manner that's appealing to them, that they can get as excited as we are on this subject? One way we could reason with them is to perhaps ask them, if you believe that you're going to be an angel in heaven, what do angels do in heaven? Do we really know? In all of the scriptures, we get some tidbits here and there. We know that the angels, for example, minister to Jehovah. But what does that mean? That's pretty vague and ambiguous. We actually don't know what they do in heaven. It's a different realm of existence. We wouldn't understand it. We wouldn't be able to appreciate it. Thus, Jehovah has concluded, you don't need to know about it. Don't worry about it. It doesn't concern us. In fact, the only reason they want to go to heaven is because they believe that's a bigger reward. And in fact, it actually is a bigger reward. However, is it the reward we want? Let's really pause and think about that question. What do you want? I'll answer that question for myself. I love bridges. I don't know if people know that about me. The physics, the math, the form, the function, all coming together to produce this elegant and magnificent structure. I want to build bridges. That's what I want to do. But I am not a civil engineer. I didn't get that life. Few of us did. In order to do that, you have to have everything going right for you. You have to have the aptitude, the grades. You have to get into the right schools. You have to have the finances. You have to have the circumstances that allow you to do this. And then on top of all of that, we're also trying to put Jehovah first. That's too much for us. But look at these scriptures. These scriptures are telling us, if time is not a consideration, whatever it is you want to do, whether you want to be an artist, an architect, if you want to be a baker, a teacher, if you want to be a forest ranger, you have the time to do these things. But here's the thing. If I want to build bridges, I have to be where bridges are. And that's here on earth. There are no bridges in heaven. There's no need for that. No matter what answer people will give you on this, it is an earthly thing that they want. You also want to know what else I want to do? I want to spend time with my wife. Now, we have a good life, but we live modestly, and we don't have any children. We're at a point now where age, health, other factors are now preventing this. And again, putting Jehovah first. And in fact, many are sitting here now single and would like to be married. They didn't even get that much. But in heaven, there is no marriage. There are no children. There is no parenthood. If these are the things you want, and these are appropriate things to want, we are biologically designed, hardwired into our DNA to want these things. These are things we want in life, and Jehovah wants to give them to us. But if we want them, we have to be where they are, and that is on earth. So as much as this is a point that we love to teach, how can we teach this in a way they love to hear? We would ask them the same question. What do you want? We'll likely get an unexpected response, but the scriptures here will answer it no matter what their response is. It says they will inherit the earth, inherit. Jehovah wants to give it to you. It's your birthright. It's yours. You will have it. But if that's what you want, then you want to be on earth, on this planet where these things exist.